Second guess.
So, yeah. Bada bing, bada shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
There we go. There you go. You guys love when I say that, don't you? Bring it back, York Street, the Godfather, Kenny. OG Kenny, cutting chicken.
I wish I could have met him. Is he still alive?
He is.
Okay, I can
He is. He's got a bunch of kids. He's an amazing dude. He just turned 30 and was like, no more chicken. So that's how it happened. But today, I'm really excited. Dahlia, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
That's the restaurant business. People do things for all different reasons.
No, the whole time you've been talking about him, I thought he was like 65. That's all.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
In restaurant years and Zunzi's years, possibly.
Okay.
So episode 9, we think. We'll have to verify this.
I think so.
Episode 9-ish. And Dahlia, thanks again being here.
Hey,
on
time
ish.
And thanks, Chris, for being here.
Yes. Sarah Armstrong.
Hello.
Great to have you this morning.
Yes. My right hand man.
Yes. My left hand man.
Yeah.
Yes. We all spend a lot of time talking and texting. And that's because we're very engaged in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done an amazing job since coming on board with us.
Thank you.
Really excited to be able to talk with you about what you're doing. I think really you are, anybody that's involved with the digital side and just any type of marketing communications, I'm passionate about it because it's an opportunity for us to have a first shot at introducing people to what we're doing. So because of that, you're in a hot seat with me all of the time.
Yes.
Probably I'm one of the reasons the restaurant business sucks for you. Sorry about that. We'll get to that. But for new listeners, the purpose of this is for me and for most people in the restaurant business, they would agree that it sucks. But the Shit Yeah show is the restaurant business. We'll make you say shit yeah a lot, but it's also a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you got going on here. And it can be a shit show at any time. And so today we're going to talk about all of that. What sucks about the restaurant business, what you love about it, and then what you are doing, what we're doing as a company that you think is making the restaurant business better. But to start off, I always like to hear, how you got in the restaurant business?
Yes. Okay. So I was 16. I just got my first car and I needed a way to pay for gas. So I was like, it's time to get a job. My best friend worked at this restaurant and she hosted there, got me the job. She got me the job and that's how I started. My first day there, I went in for training and the manager on duty looks at me and goes, "We didn't hire a host. You can leave." Like,
so she like just said you were a host, like that was it? Or,
no, she was like, "We didn't hire a host.
Uh-oh.
You can leave." And I went,
after you thought you were hired.
Yeah, and I was
got
like,
it.
Oh, okay. So I left. I texted the person who did hire me, and I was like, I don't know what happened, but I left. And she was like, oh, I don't know why she said that. You can come back. So that was my introduction to the restaurant industry.
Sounds about right.
I think that that set up my expectations. It's just like, go along with the ride.
Yeah, pretty much. That's, I always say like the beginning, the onboarding, the whole process of restaurants, because it's just so volatile, you never know what you're going to get. And it's like critically important, that first impression. So this is bothering me. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little adjustment.
Okay.
Make sure it's like good for you. How's that?
Thanks.
Cool.
A little closer.
Sorry,
make sure everybody
away.
can hear you.
Yeah. Cool.
Voice of an angel. There you go.
All right.
Okay, so that was your first taste of the restaurant experience. Then you got hired there?
Yeah, so
okay.
I did.
So then you went back.
For real, just
there you go.
Yeah.
You're persistent. I want to be the host you didn't hire.
And
right? You just showed up.
I hosted there for years. That was the job that then trained me how to serve. And so then when I went to college, I was able to serve all throughout college. Fully like funded myself throughout all of college.
Wow.
Because of the service industry, I was able to work a job that gave me enough financial stability and schedule flexibility to be a full-time student and a full-time server.
Okay. And you were a student at?
SCAD.
Yeah. Amazing
mm-hmm.
school.
Yeah.
SCAD does amazing things in Savannah. SCAD's story, by the way, everybody needs to go do that and just get an understanding of what SCAD and the impact SCAD has on the city of Savannah.
Yeah.
For us, we've had so many SCAD team members that have been a huge part of the Zunzi's story over the years, but SCAD's story does a good job of that. And I think everybody should do that. So so SCAD, you were there and your degree was in?
I was in social strategy and management and minored in advertising.
Okay. All right. And so that, you know, so during your college career, you started working at Zunzabar.
Yeah. So
as a host server?
Server.
Okay.
Kind of conned my way in there, not gonna lie.
There you go.
I called one day, asked if they were hiring. They said no. I called back and said, someone told me to send my resume in. Where should I send it?
This sounds like a pattern.
And that's how I, then they were like, oh, you can just come in for the interview then. And that's how I got the job at Zuni's.
I like it. Shit, yeah. Zuni's hustles harder.
She just keeps walking in saying, I work here.
Right. Okay, the first job I actually was hired.
So,
love it. It's working.
I didn't know that. That's really good. I always cringe at the beginning because I know we're not a perfect company and we're not, and there's so much opportunity to have, right? It's direction, not perfection. And so, you know, that's how you got into the business. I think, I'm not sure how it came to be. So how did it come to be that we ended up talking for you to get in the role? I think it was it Dahlia?
It was Dahlia.
It was. Yeah. And I love this part of the business because I love when people come out of the stores because they understand the restaurant operations and they understand that really everything is to serve the team that's in there because they're the ones that are making the magic happen, making our fans say shit, yeah. And there's a lot of companies have like the office, admin, whatever it is, mm-hmm. this clash with operations. But when you come out of it, you know what they're going through every day and it's not easy. And so you coming out of that and also understanding what we were trying to do from an experience standpoint, I think has certainly helped you be successful. And even during that time, you kind of did both. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked a little bit in the store, a little bit on the social media side. Definitely enjoy the social media side way more. I feel like I like have a job now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to school and you then, you know, you want to go into it.
Yeah.
And so, no, you've really come out of the gates strong. Our brand voice in social media is critically important. So I ran the social media from 2015. When we bought Zunzi's from Johnny and Gabby. Actually, I saw Gabby.
Yeah,
you saw Gabby?
There. Yeah.
Yes, Gabby was in town. She came into the office, saw her earlier this week. Yeah. I hate it that I missed getting a picture with her. We all should have done that next time she's in town. But different story, different day, but Gabby's great. But the social media side of things. So the transition that you went, you know, I think you did a great job. I ran social media for what? At least 5 years, longer than that. Well, I think you were doing it.
So I stole it when
you came out of operations too. We talked about that.
Yeah, I was a service manager and took over also social.
Right.
Took over from Chris. And then as things got to be too much, advertising, social, trying to be like half in the office, half in the store. Then I started working closely with Sarah and knew what she was getting her degree in. I asked her for help a couple of times. Like, I think just doing the igloos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, and I was like, okay, so what if maybe, like, it just think about it. Just think about it. What if you wanted to work in the office? And she said, oh my God, I would love to. And I said, yes, thank God.
I'm sure someone
said, Chris, I have an idea.
Which is really good. And so what happens as a company grows is everyone's wearing a lot of hats,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to wear a lot of different hats.
You have to trust the people to take your hat off and put your worn hat onto them.
Right.
And I wouldn't put my hat on anyone else.
And so there's it's tough as a founder-led company, you start giving those areas of responsibility and then there's a difference between delegating and leveraging. Delegating is handing off the end result and saying you're responsible for it. I'm here and we'll check in, but it's your job to get over the finish line. Leveraging is actually kind of doing it with the person, right? And they're doing a lot of it, but then you're responsible for getting it done in that transition that I've had. I'm not the best at that. Because I'm very passionate. And at this stage of the company, everything is so important. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet. We're making, you know, positive changes, but everything, it's a fragile thing and it can slip. And you see restaurants that have been successful and then not. And it's because there is that lack of passion. But they also, brands won't grow if they don't let go. So you have to figure out how to go about doing it. And the marketing is something that I'm very passionate about. And I don't see myself letting it go because it's just something that we're going to leverage a lot. We'll delegate, So what happened with you is you just had a lot on your plate. We kept running and running and running and running hard, and you were really good at a lot of things. Social media is one of those things that it's a relationship. It's not just an ad that's being posted or whatever you're mm-hmm. putting out there. Especially you're putting content out and then you want to get engagement and you want to, you know, have that. And now you've got all of these different handles, right? You've got TikTok and Instagram and, you know, X was formerly Twitter and
we
YouTube.
We were also like fixing all of the TripAdvisor, the Yelp.
Yes, Marquee, an amazing partner.
Like all of those things were almost set up. I say almost, but we had also been on TripAdvisor as the number 14 barbecue restaurant in Savannah. And so those are the things where we're like, all right, we've got to.
So we're not a good barbecue restaurant.
We don't even have barbecue. So we had to do like a full reset.
What was it? It was like on the front page of our TripAdvisor and it was like, best burger.
Yes. Best
we
burger
don't have
ever.
Burgers.
but they used to. So.
A long time ago. Yeah. And it had pictures of stuff. And staying fresh is so mm-hmm. hard. It takes this constant gentle pressure in every area of the business. And when you're growing, you know, in the beginning, it's like you got to prioritize what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's all part of it. And so you guys have been a huge, an amazing piece in that. But social media is a full-time job. If you're going to do it at the level
Absolutely.
That we want to do it, have a relationship, you know, be creative, engaging. And you've really stepped into that and done very well. And we've layered on top of that a couple things. So it's really like digital and social manager, along with really executing, you know, the 26 Club and making that successful. We now have Sarah in the office, who's mm-hmm. really, really pumping that, you know, hard. And as that grows, you want to be a good steward of those relationships with that. But so let's go ahead. That's how you've gotten here.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing blessing to the company. Certainly freed me up a lot of time.
Me too.
But also when I have freedom, I have creativity. And that probably sucks because I have a lot of ideas. I have 26 every hour, it
That's
seems
true.
Like, especially on marketing. You guys do a good job filtering that. But let's go and dive into that of just the restaurant business outside of your first experience right away. What sucks about the restaurant business, would you say?
Well, yeah, like I said, I worked all throughout college. I was lucky to like have a job and like have a way to support myself, but it sucked a little bit. It was late nights, but 8 a.m. the next morning, classes for five.
So close and then open?
Yeah, basically. Well, 8 a.m. class.
Okay,
yeah.
So you got that going on. Yeah.
Close a restaurant, open class.
And yeah. I'm sure you never like went out after working either. So.
Oh,
she's
never.
That's not part of it.
I would never. Never showed up to class hungover, not even once.
Never.
Yeah, so it was like balancing both sides where it's like I have my service industry people, my SCAD people, working, being in class for 5 hours and then immediately going to my job, having to filter whether I was gonna ask off of work for that Saturday or go to that school event. Yeah, it sucked a little bit having to balance both of those things.
It's demanding because you're kind of in this catch-22 where you wanna help the restaurant that's paying your bills and doing it. The restaurant business is constantly volatile and there's call-outs and you're being asked to come in, but you have personal plans. So the better we can run a restaurant and that we don't have that's the Groundhog Day that I want. Is that it's this restaurant business that we're not dealing with a lot of that because that affects some of our best people where they're constantly getting called in and that wears them out. That's one of the things that sucks about it. But it's some balance in regards to it. Okay. What do you love about it? Actually, let's come back.
Yeah.
What sucks about your current job? Because
this,
now you're in a different role of the restaurant business.
Yeah.
Because now you're engaging. You're in a whole different, you're like in this virtual restaurant where anybody can just tell you whatever they feel with like, it's like if they were saying it to you in person, you'd like punch them in the face.
And before you say anything, she has to go through every single review that comes in for all of our stores, good and bad. That takes a mental toll.
And you personally respond to every single
handle.
One.
I could not handle.
You personally respond to every single one because I don't believe in like auto responses. Like, we should read them and we should respond.
Yeah.
And if we, you know, our goal is to get a lot of reviews, so there should be a lot of responses. You do a great job with that. But you also get feedback in the 26 Club. I think, I'm going to go and say it for you, probably one of the things that I think would suck, if you suck for me, is you have, like, a million places where someone can get in contact with you.
All the time,
It's like, go ahead.
Yeah. when I first started, I had to kind of like teach myself to like not take it personal, which it sounds like that would be like obvious. Like I didn't make that conquistador that that person didn't like, but like they're texting me about it. And so that was like an adjustment to like get in to the job of like not to take it personal. Like I'm the one responding. Because in the 26 Club, people will text it sometimes not knowing there's another person on the other side of it and kind of think they're just letting all their anger out on the robot. But then the good part is that we get to like flip their perspective and we do get to respond as a human responding to their frustration and making it right for them and making them happy at the end. But it is a little frustrating when you look at your phone and you're just like out on the town on a Saturday night and it's like, oh, wow, that is a lot of cuss words.
Yeah. And it's, you know, but here's what it is we have people that are passionate. They want to have a great experience. We're not perfect, serving thousands of customers mm-hmm. a week, right? We're blessed to be in that situation. We're going to have times we mess up. That comes back to the shit, yeah, I promise. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things where I feel good in my role is that you're empowered. You know what I'll say. Do whatever you have to make them say shit, yeah. No questions asked. The shit, yeah, I promise is we'll refund the order. No questions asked. Send you a gift card for the same value. And if that's not doing it, call me. Yeah. Here's Chris. Call me, text me, come on the podcast.
If you want to reach him.
Yeah, if you want to, but it's going to get weird, right? Because I'm going to be excited to hear about your complaint and how we're going to fix it.
The shit yeah promise has like almost ruined me going to other restaurants because I expect that at other restaurants now. It's like, someone forgot my ranch. If this was Zunzi's, they'd probably refund my whole meal.
Oh, you forget ranch when I'm like ordering like, mm-hmm. a meal, which is probably most meals that I'm like, I would like some ranch or some blue cheese. And like, you know, but it's like they don't bring it. And you mm-hmm. clearly asked. And then they're like, they disappear. And then my food's cold by the time I finally get it. Like, that's part of the experience. Like, whatever you're asking for mm-hmm. as an add-on, that's a critical thing. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's why we don't charge for extra sauces when you're there. You want some more sauce? Sauce it up. Make it rain. Right? Because like, the last thing you want to do is just get like a bill with like, 9 sauces, right? And there's $8 added to your tab. Yeah. Understand food costs, but it's like, you know, hey, let's just, you know, and honestly, most of the time servers won't even charge anyway. So half the time you get charged, yeah. half the yeah. time they don't because they know it's going to affect their tip.
Yeah.
All these things go into the craziness of the restaurant business. But I think for sure responding to people all of the time, and the key is how quickly you respond mm-hmm. is a huge impact on how right? It's received with the resolution. If you wait 24 hours, they're usually not that happy.
Yeah.
Right? But the 26 Club, and I think this is where we're winning. We're having people who like immediately after they're, you know, we're trying to funnel everybody to text us mm-hmm. in the 26 Club, we can solve it immediately. Mm-hmm. Right? We're even having like interactions while people are in the restaurant with them.
Yeah. Like when you were there and said, hey, this is Chris. Raise your hand. What table are you at? And that went great.
It actually did. We got an amazing 5-star review. So to talk yeah. about that of how I will push the limits all of the time is I was in one of the restaurants and I was like, huh, I'm going to play around with this. Mm-hmm. They just said they're here. They scanned it and I know they're somewhere here. Right. And I was like, hey, raise your hand. Right. And I'm going to find you. It's like, didn't really say that, but I was Thank God. Shit. Yeah. You're so happy you're here. Right. And they raised their hand, but it was so busy, I couldn't find them. And then I was like, ask your server for Chris. And then we did. And we had a great experience. That's they had awesome. A shotski. The kids had like a pineapple juice shotski. And it was just great. But that's how you can engage in its relationship. And we're doing that via text. And the goal is to actually make your job easier to get everybody in the club where it's one point of contact. Don't mm-hmm. wait where you're lost in like a Twitter
yeah.
or an XDM. And it's like, it's whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just really tough. And there are systems to put it all in one spot, but that's frustrating. Like,
they're not 100%. None of them are.
None of them are. Like, yeah. you know, Uber Eats won't connect with Marquee on reporting, on reviews. You're dealing with this all of this stuff. Wipe it all away. Let's get the text. Let's mm-hmm. focus on relationships and do it. And so you've been a huge part of, I mean, honestly, I think you've been really the reason why it's been able to launch and be so well with how you've been able to take it on. So. Amazing there. Let's see. What do you love about it?
What do I love about it? I love that, like, I have a job in the area that I, like, went to college for.
That's rare nowadays.
Yeah. And also it's in the service industry, which the service industry sucks a lot, but I've been here since I was 16. I understand it. So it's like this job that I didn't even really know that would make sense for me of like doing social media, but doing it for a restaurant and like the meshing of the two worlds coming together.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, if you think about it, you've worked in the industry that you're actually doing the social media for. So you know what the end user is. Think about it, it's like, what if you were doing social media for like a plumbing company, right?
I wouldn't know
you
what I was doing.
You doing it. But it's like, look, like,
shit, no.
Like, look at that pipe. We got the best pipes, right? We got the biggest, best pipes, right? There you go. Let's get weird. You know, look at that. Look at that elbow. I don't even know. Grease traps. Yes. I guess there you go. But yes. There's, you know, there's certainly something, a level of understanding that you have that is different there.
It helps me put out more engaging content. It helps us in ways where, like, I have ideas that I wouldn't have understood if I wasn't there firsthand in the store.
Well, it certainly comes across in the content that you're doing. So you've worked in restaurants. You see what we're doing. I think you work closely with me, and I think you understand the vision that I have, and you're communicating well with the brand voice, but also we have 26 Club Official. We've got all these handles, the Shit Yeah Show. I think we have 5 handles now. We will have 6 when the book comes out, right? You've got all of these things that are there, and it adds more to your plate. But there is a...
And that's just Instagram. Facebook, there's like 15 already.
There is, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And this is only going to grow, right? It's not going to get smaller, right? Because as we grow, but this is the foundation of that. What do you think we're doing as a company or, you know, that's making the restaurant business better?
I mean, it truly is like 26X. Like, the way that we want to hear our customers' opinions, we value them. If it's a bad opinion, we want to change it. And I feel like there hasn't been a time where someone's come at us with something negative to say that we weren't able to fix it and change it and have them say, like, I wasn't going to come back, but now I will. And it's not because, like, we want them to think we're great. It's because we want them to have a great time and we want them to have that experience.
So I think that's incredible. That, of course, that makes it like the answer, you know, that I would love to hear with that. But I think there's some things, and we have the Zunzi's business plan that we're operating. There's values and mission and vision of that. And really what we're in the process of doing is say, how do we take that in 26 exit? And what two of those values are, is lead with love and be a blessing. And when we're trying to solve the problems that you're dealing with, you know, on the front lines, we mess something up, you got someone who's really pissed, right? That's sort of the easiest way is just lead with love and be a blessing. Be patient, be kind, right? You know, do whatever you can and then just try to take the whole thing and be a blessing in the process of solving it and overwhelmingly giving to solve the problem. And I think because people just don't do it. And I think the root of the reason why is restaurants. It's so hard to make money in the restaurant business. It just is. When you add up all the margins and all the pressure, it's like, you know, you just kind of want to just give them as much as they can to go away and then hopefully come back versus like, I look at it, that's a lifetime customer that every time there's a problem, that's an opportunity to make them completely say shit. Yeah, blow them away. That's why I get excited about the problems. I go, the more pissed off, bring them to me and let's have a fun, let's figure out what we can do to make them a raving fan in that situation because they just don't expect it anymore.
And there are a lot of restaurants who, when they get a bad review or a bad comment, they're like, all right, then don't come back. And then that's it. They don't care about that person's opinion ever again. They're like, we're better. You don't know. Done.
So here's a little trick for reviews. And by the way, this is, I think we're performing at a high level of this. It's been focused. Whatever we focus on as a company, we actually do very, very well. The problem with the restaurant business is you can dilute your focus. And so 26X is an obsession about those two relationships. It's a 26X focus on those two relationships and everything that goes into it. When you're leaving a review, right, it gets sent to us. We want to respond quickly. But at the same time, when you respond, that is also out there for everybody to see. And that's a great way to show everybody how you lead with love and be a blessing and you solve the problems. And so that's a public way to say that you care And people see that. And the people mm-hmm. that leave reviews are the people that are coming to your restaurant because they saw the good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a person who leaves reviews, and I don't really read reviews either. Mm-hmm. I look at the stars, right? But in general, like if I look at reviews, and because now I'm in this business and I've been doing it a long time, I go lowest, highest, right? How do they respond to reviews?
Yeah.
And then what are the best things that are there? The lukewarm ones, you know, 3, 4, 5, I don't really, you know, 3 and 4, I don't really care. But mm-hmm. what are the amazing things they're doing? How do they respond to the problems in the business with those? Are they responding? Are they, you know, doing, you know, hopefully what I would do, or, you know, the platinum rule that we use in the 20 Assist Club is treat people the way they want to be treated mm-hmm. in doing that. And man, you're doing that extremely well. So thank blessed you. To have you in the company. You are in a hot seat, both you and Dahlia. It's fun to have both of you on because I think I talked to you probably as much as anybody in the company. You're definitely front lines of my level of passion in the business. And
happy to be here.
That was pretty good. You almost have me sold. I'm kidding. No, I know you're happy to be here. I know you're happy to be here.
Okay, so I just have to say this. I know there's not a camera on it, but right when you said that, I looked down and it said 26 minutes and 26 seconds. And I'm just going to.
There you go.
These are signs.
Signs and wonders, we'll call it. Well, I know you're happy to be here because you wouldn't be. You're a strong, passionate person. And both of you are doing amazing things in the company.
Thank you.
An amazing blessing to have you. And best things are around the corner. Very excited for 2025 and what you guys are going to do with social media. And the 26 Club and 26X. So, go ahead and shake it up. Shake to activate. There we go. The official bottle opener. All right. I can do it for you if you'd like. All right.
Sorry, I had to outsource my...
There you go.
No!
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh no, it did it.
Grab something.
It did it. Oh no.
Grab something. Somebody grab something.
I knew that would happen to me. I knew it was going to be me. I knew it.
The end.
You're going to use your jacket.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of. I don't know.
This is gonna be you later.
Oh my goodness!
It's fine. We have more jackets. I just feel so bad about this.
We'll get it.
Oh my God. Oh goodness! I knew that. I knew it.
Okay, so we're doing number one in the second.
Oh goodness.
Why did I take my jacket off? I panicked.
Oh my goodness.
That is going to be really...
When whoever...
Really... Okay, so the whole secret that we were talking about last episode, there's an issue. It's not a food safety issue. It's just a quality control. One batch does explode.
Still safe to eat, though.
You can eat it. My,
so if your child has a science fair coming up, let us know. We can help you out.
Oh, man. You can't make this up. You can't make this up.
I heard the sound and I was like, you're fucking
We should just let this whole thing air.
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
Hey, it's a shit show.
Oh.
No, that's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry about that.
Probably just a trash bag. Sorry, bud. I was hitting all the kit on the equipment.
Exactly. That was why I did the crazy thing.
Once you pop the fun, don't stop. Yeah.
Woo! You got the you won.
Was that for sure number two?
I don't know. Yes, it was because I took it out of the same box. I took them all out of the same box. I opened the box with the scissors in here.
O2's got a sploder.
Not a sploder.
We got a sploder on our hands.
Oh my goodness. When y'all made the joke earlier about this happening on the podcast, I was like, it's gonna be my bottle. I know. You're smoking it.
This is why we're going viral. There's no way that all of this isn't meant to be. You're gonna edit this perfectly, right? Yeah. Including the take the shirt off hero, right?
Yeah. I told you I'm happy to be here. Talk about passion.
Oh, no. It looks so healthy.
Sacrifice.
We got a sploder. That's what we're calling it. Got a sploder, everybody.
Hey, wait, but let's prove, okay, that it's still food safe.
Chris. Would you like to take a sip of the sauce?
Yeah, Chris, can this one be yours?
Shake it off and let it go.
No, can this one be your shot? And then she drinks that one.
Well, we have to.
And then
here.
We see if you get sick. I wouldn't.
Well, I didn't taste that one, so that one's good, and I'll take this one. Okay. We'll get a photo of all of us swigging.
We're still alive.
I'm a splodin' swigger.